Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 2nd of June. Reformed Conduct. As a man applies himself to the word that he is hearing and continues in the fellowship of Christ's offering, he receives grace, or a portion of the divine nature, for his unique expression as a husband and a father in his house. This is how a Christian man nourishes and cherishes his sonship. As one who loves his wife in the same way that Christ loved the church, he invites her to devotionally consider the word with him. Through this conversation, her sonship is, likewise, being nourished and cherished. She is able to adorn herself with the remnant of the Spirit that the Lord is giving to them as a couple. The Lord is calling for the cultural reformation of both a husband and a wife in a Christian household. However, it is important to note that grace can be multiplied within a family or household through the obedience of faith of one spouse. He honors the faith obedience of each person. This is why Paul said, "For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy." On this point, it is helpful to remember that the conversation of faith that is foundational to the recovery of marriages can equally be understood as the reformed conduct of a hearer. Even if there is no opportunity to converse with a spouse on the points of reformation that the Spirit is illuminating, the transformed conduct of one person can minister grace within the household. The Apostle Peter made this point when he wrote, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear." The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 5 verses 28 to 29, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 14, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 2. For further study, Ephesians chapter 5.